views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience instant relief when you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I've been traveling around the globe, sharing life-transforming information, meeting amazing visionaries and authors and speakers and magicians, energy movers. And it has been a pleasure to share this information with all of you in this expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question and you want to connect. My guest today was Nancy Addison, or maybe Nancy Addison. Unfortunately, we are having difficulty reaching her. Here she is. She's on the line. Nancy, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I'm
Hi.
Here.
Yay, you are here. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay. This is awesome. So I'm just going to introduce you properly, and then we'll carry on with the show. Okay, Nancy?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Nancy is here to talk about refreshing and rejuvenating your body through the bounty provided by Mother Earth. Nancy Addison delivers recipes for those who choose to add more plant-based foods to their diet, and her book on how to be a healthy vegetarian has over 115 simple gourmet recipes, everything from raw, vegan, and vegetarian, with cutting-edge information on natural remedies for health, hair, sleeping problems, food to boost your libido, that's a good one, and resources. Nancy is also the co-author of Alive and Cooking and is also a columnist for Celebration magazine. Nancy has studied nutrition with various institutes and universities and has a dozen certifications, I counted, in integrative nutrition, detoxification, organic farming and raw food cuisine, culinary arts, Chinese gastronomy, and she was also the personal chef of Larry Hagman and is also a psychosomatic therapy certified practitioner with the Australasian Institute of Body Mind Analysis and Psychosomatic Therapy. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have my fellow psychosomatic analysis people on the show. I just wanted to say a big hi to Herman Mueller, if he happens to be listening from Australia, and to Carol. I don't think I've met you at the psychosomatics, have I?
I don't think so.
I don't think we met personally.
Right, but yes, I did study with Herman and Carol.
They're brilliant, are they not?
Well, they worked up. Pardon?
They are so brilliant. That's an amazing study of how the emotions affect the human body, and that's getting a little bit off track of our topic here today, but I just wanted to say hello to them from both of us. You know, Nancy, my dad, Maurice, he used to say, you know, shift or get off the pot, you know, something like that. And I always ask people, what was your defining moment that made you decide to, you know, dedicate your life to this, writing a book about, you know, what happened that created that situation for you?
I was given an overdose of penicillin when I was 2, which they told my parents I would die. And after long bouts in the hospital with bone marrow and blood transfusions, I survived. But I had a severe case of acute anemia. And because of this, growing up, I craved anything that would give me energy, which turned out to be sugar. And by high school, I was on the verge of diabetes. And then as I got older, I substituted the sugar for artificial sweeteners and caffeine. And so by my mid-20s, I was heavily into caffeine. I had hypoglycemia. I had developed carpal tunnel syndrome in both my wrists so bad that I had to wear braces. My father had a heart attack, and then I ended up getting married and having 2 children back-to-back. I gained a lot of weight, and I had very bad acid reflux. And then when my son was 1, my father passed away from cancer. And I started looking at nutrition and realizing that we were all eating the same way. We were living the same kind of lifestyle. And I decided I was going to try something different. So I, at that time, had read an article in Life magazine on the new food raising practices where they were raising animals, giving them antibiotics, filling them full of hormones to make them get fatter faster. They were also raising them in incredibly restrictive, what I would consider cruel conditions, where they
were
treated.
Excuse me, we have to go to break now, but I really, really want to get back on this topic when we come back. It's something that I think it's, you know, really cool that you're sharing this information. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And when we get back, we're just going to take a quick intermission here. And when we get back, we're going to get Nancy to continue what she was saying. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make shift happen.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a full-filled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in.
in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Nancy Addison. We are talking about how to satisfy cravings for meat with vegan and vegetarian food. And, you know, we have a caller on the line. So, Nancy, we're just going to take this call and see if she has a question to ask you, and then we'll let you continue with your previous thought.
Okay.
Do we have Rhea here?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rhea.
Hi.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Oh, doing great, great, great. Nice. Good to have this show on this morning.
Do you have a question for Nancy?
Yes, I actually do. I recently gone completely dairy-free. And I started to read a lot of labels. However, I would like to see if you have any recipes in regards to dairy-free spreads on sandwiches or so. Like, I used to be a big cheese eater, but I don't have that part in my diet anymore. And do you have any recommendation how to substitute that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hummus is always a really good choice for that as well. But I do have recipes in my book, in both of my books, for dairy alternative like milks and also like nut spreads. And I also like to use things like avocado. They make a beautiful and very tasty sandwich spread.
Yeah.
And,
it sounds good.
And Nancy, what you were saying, can you just, I just feel that what you were about to say before we went to break was quite fun. Just share that, what you were about to say about, the dairy and the cow industry, et cetera.
Right. Well, I'm an animal lover, and so when I found out they were raising animals in a such what I would consider cruel conditions, I didn't really want to be a part of that. And then I also didn't want the hormones and the antibiotics in my system or my children's system. So I decided to raise them on a vegetarian diet. And so what I found over the years was when I changed the ingredients in my recipes, I improved the food to make it healthier in many ways, and yet at the same time, all of these problems that I had health-wise, like the hypoglycemia and the acute anemia, carpal tunnel syndrome, the severe headaches, acid reflux, it all just disappeared. It just kind of vanished, and I lost the weight. I didn't gain it back. And my pediatrician told me I had the healthiest children he'd ever met. So I decided I was on the right path. And then when I started taking plant-based nutrition at Cornell University, what I found out was that, you know, the plant-based foods are what actually heal the body and support the body. And when you start adding animal products into your diet over a certain amount, that's when tumors start to form.
Okay,
and so not that everybody needs to be a vegetarian, but when you add more plant-based foods to your diet, your health really benefits.
So what we want to, you know, I just want to interject here that I also, you know, I'm mostly vegetarian. I sometimes will eat a little bit of fish, and it's not anything to do with my health. I've never, you know, I energetically make sure that I'm strong to everything I put in my body so that, you know, it has a benefit for me, and then I delete the effects on an energetic level. However, a lot of people are not aware that that's a possibility. My reasons were also for not eating meat are because of the way the animals are treated also. And so I made a choice about 3.5 years ago to, you know, be mostly vegetarian. And Rhea, I just want to, you know, do you like hummus?
I love hummus.
Because I never thought of really using that as a spread for a sandwich, but it's a great idea. I'm not much of a cook, Nancy.
Well, I just think it's delicious, and you can make all different types of hummuses. And I have some really great recipes in my books on those. And you don't have to use just garbanzo beans. You can use different beans. You can add different nut butters to that to make it have different flavors, and it can be really be a very savory, nice bread spread.
And what would you recommend for, like, you know, the texture of cheese? you know, like, what would you recommend for a replacement for someone like Rhea who wants to not eat cheese?
Well, you can actually make some vegan variations of cheese, and you can do that using nuts. And I like to add like a coconut kefir to that, and it creates kind of that, I guess, kind of soury cheese flavor to it. And those are actually very easy to make, and really some of them are absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
Cool. Does that help you out, Rhea?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Yes, it was so nice talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, too.
Nancy, I just realized I wanted to get you to share your contact information with our listeners just so I don't forget before we continue here. Can you just do that for us?
Yes, my website is organichealthylifestyle.com, and you can contact me through Nancy at organichealthylifestyle.com as well. And I'd love to hear from you, and I have a free newsletter once a month that I pack with all kinds of great information, and you can sign up for that on my website as well.
And I understand that you're offering a free gift for our listeners. What is that, and how can they access that?
Hi. Yes, I'm afraid I didn't have the link for your radio show today. My website guy didn't get it to me in time. But if anybody who's interested would like to get my video that shows how to make healthy smoothies, I would love to send that to you. And if you'll just contact me through my website, I'll make sure I send that to you.
Well, thank you, Nancy. What I was wanting to ask you also is, you know, as I said, I became mostly vegetarian. I just moved, you know, about 6 months ago. I was renovating my house, and my contractor and the people that were working here, I didn't have my oven plugged in for about 4 months because I was in this major renovation and there was electricians coming and going, and they were really like, whoa, what do you eat? You know? And I mostly eat, like, I like to eat really simply, like, real foods, you know, like organic foods in BC are so easy to come by. And I find on an energetic level for myself that, you know, you can get strong to anything you put in your body. However, if you eat like that, there's way less energetic shifting that you need to do, you know, to eliminate the waste products from that. And I was just curious, you know, when you made this choice to raise your children as vegetarian, were there a lot of concerns from people around you around that? Because a lot of people do feel that it's important that, you know, that you, you know, like drink milk and that you eat. So can you just tell us about that, your experience with that?
Yes, absolutely. That is what a lot of people have asked me, and that's one of the reasons I actually wrote my book. They were like, Nancy, you've been anemic all your life. You know, how can you be a vegetarian? Your children are going to have stunted growth. You know, they aren't going to get enough protein. Well, I will tell you that I started making my own baby food. I used a lot of organic plant-based foods. And what I found is I had my children and my own blood tested every single year. I was one of these people that always went to the doctor. I always did exactly what they said. And I, you know, was, you know, really connected with my physicians. And they've kind of watched me over the years with all of this and have seen what's happened. But my children had amazing blood from our diet. And at first I did use dairy and eggs and cheese and butter. So I was just vegetarian. I wasn't totally vegan, even though I eat more vegan and use more alternative milks and things now. I still limit those things, but I'm not totally vegan. But
okay, once again, we need to go to break, but we're going to, when we come back, we'll get you to share some more of this information, because it's really cool to have someone who has so much knowledge share how to prepare healthy meals that are maybe alternative, even if people like meat, that maybe to add more vegetables to their diet. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We love to hear from you, and we'll be right back to talk with author of How to Be a Healthy Vegetarian, Nancy Addison. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, 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 going. Tough, tough, ha, ha. When the going gets tough, the tough get going, going, going. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. I have vegetarian culinary expert Nancy Addison here, who is sharing her expertise with us to alleviate fears about vegetarian diets and health. Call in if you have any questions, 1-800-930-2819. I just wanted you to, we do have someone who has sent in a question, and so we'll address that in a minute. But I just wanted, Nancy, could you just finish that thought about your children and, you know, raising them as vegetarians? Just finish telling us how that played out.
Right. That is so critical because one of the things about raising children is their nutrition is so much more important because their organs are still forming. So the nutrients they're getting are definitely supporting them for the rest of their lives. And I'm small. I'm 5'2". And so I'm just a small person, but I have bigger genes in my family. But my children both, you know, grew up eating a lot of organic, healthy, vegetarian, plant-based foods, and their blood work came back really well every year. And when you combine certain things like things that are high in iron, like spinach, with, say, oranges that have vitamin C in it, you absorb the iron better. And I, of course, was using whole grains that were high in protein, like quinoa and teff. And so they were getting a lot of proteins from other sources. Well, both of my children, my son got a full scholarship to LSU and 4 scholarship offers to law school. And my daughter had a full scholarship to UT Law. And what I'm saying is I do believe their nutrition really supported their brain health and allowed them to, you know, flourish and thrive. And my son is 6'1", and he played baseball, and both of my children are extremely healthy today and have, I think, have really flourished because of many of the nutrients they got growing up.
That's cool. So, you know, so it is possible, you know, energetically, as I've said, I always make sure that everything I put in my body, that I'm strong to it. And before I put it in my body, and I also strengthen myself to eliminate, you know, so anything that isn't beneficial. We have a lot of people with concerns about gluten and GMO corns, et cetera. And we have a woman here, Jody, from New Jersey. She has sent a message in, and she wanted to ask you a question. She says she's also been anemic, and she wanted to ask you a question about gluten.
Yes, that's something that's on top of everybody's minds today. Well, and it's whenever you have a situation, it's usually not just one thing. It's usually kind of a combination of things. And over the years, the hybridization of wheat has allowed the wheat today to have about 80% more gluten in it than it did, say, 100 years ago when our grandparents were eating it. And when you think about gluten, gluten is a lot like a glue. And if anybody's ever made paper mache projects in school, what they used was white refined wheat flour and water, and it made glue, and it got hard. And when you put that in your body eating, you know, white refined types of breads and pastries, what you're getting in your body is basically a glue. There's no fiber in it to help it work through your system. And what happens is your body really can't break that down. Well, when you combine that with the genetically modification of plants today, and they're doing a lot of soy, a lot of corn, what they've done is they've built the poison right into the plant. So what they've done is they've created a poison in, say, the corn or the soy that is supposed to eat holes in the stomach of the bugs that get, and so therefore killing the bugs. Well, the medical studies today are showing that it's eating holes in the intestinal tract and in the stomach lining of the people eating these foods as well. So it's creating what we would call holes in your system that allows food particles and bacteria and viruses and things to get through into your system that can create incredibly terrible health problems. So say you have your intestinal tract is vital to your health, and we absorb our nutrients in there, and it's where our immune system is. And if it's packed up with like a glue-like substance and it's got holes in it, it can create all kinds of really bad health problems. And so it's kind of a combination of both of those things that that make this situation so bad. And if you can just use whole grain, organic, non-gluten grains, and I really support doing whole grains. So many of these gluten-free breads I see don't use whole grains, but the whole grain's important because the fiber is what really helps move things through your system and absorbs toxins and waste from your body and gets them out. But also underneath the hole, which is the fiber, is the germ where all the nutrients lie. So it's important to use whole grain, gluten-free grain these days, and then that's very helpful.
So for Jody, you know, what for her situation being anemic, what do you recommend for plant-based materials that she could use for that?
Well, there are quite a few really good high iron content plant-based foods. For instance, spinach. But you always want to eat things like baby spinach because the full-grown spinach has a arylenic acid in it that, you know, we can handle in a certain amount. But after a certain amount, you know, your body, you know, needs to not have that as much. So baby spinach does not have that in it. And when you combine things like foods like to work together, when you combine foods like things with high iron in it with things that have vitamin C in it, your body absorbs it better. So a baby spinach salad with fresh orange slices, leafy greens are a great source of iron. And if you really need to like support your body because you have been anemic, I would get a whole food-based vitamin that is high in iron. And I really believe our body uses whole food well. It doesn't use the synthetic varieties well. And so I think a lot of the vitamins on the market that are synthetic, your body just, it's a waste of money. Your body really can't utilize them like it does a whole food-based vitamin. So I would make sure I'd get one that is whole food based and organic.
Okay, cool.
And, so, I list a lot of those in the backs of my books with the resources.
Oh, good. So, you know, the reason I love to talk to people with you, like with so much knowledge around this is I shift energy. That's what I do. And so it's really cool to have a deeper understanding that for people that are, you know, if you are taking anything into your body, And you want, you know, you can take in all sorts of, like, as you said, vitamins and minerals and whatever. And if you do not make, if those do not get where they need to go, then they accumulate as waste in your body. And it actually plugs and stagnates your systems even more. So, you know, we want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, that the nutrients are going to go exactly where they need to go in your body, and that all of the systems in your body would support that. You know, we are going to be taking another quick break here. I can't believe the time is flying by so quick. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny with Nancy Addison. Just before we go to break, I was just wondering if you could just share your contact information one more time so that with our listeners.
Certainly. It's my website is www.organichealthylifestyle.com. And you can contact me at nancy@organichealthylifestyle.com.
All right. Thank you so much. And this is we are going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to connect on the Higher Self Network and do some energetic shifting around this subject. We'll be right back and make some more shift happen.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy. .ca.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with my guest today, Nancy Addison. We are sharing creative solutions for life's problems here on The Truth is Funny. And I just wanted to have Nancy finish her thought that she was just speaking about before we went to break. Nancy.
Yes. You know, anytime you add more plant-based foods to your diet, you're going to be healthier. And we're born with a certain amount of enzymes in our system. And so eating whole, raw, organic food is really going to supplement your enzymes. And that's just really, really important for rejuvenating your health. And also, I want people to know that they can find out what works for them. You know, not everybody's different. We all have a different heritage. We have, you know, different situations and environments, and you want to eat seasonally, you want to eat fresh, but you want to find out what really works for you in each situation. It's not like the vegan or the vegetarian police are going to come and get you if you, you know, aren't 100%. You know what? You want to find some balance in your life, find what really works for you, and just, you know, work in that direction of adding more whole grain, organic, plant-based foods to your diet. And really what I found being a gourmet chef who studied at Cordon Bleu when I was in college is that when you change out your ingredients for healthier ingredients, you know, healthy food can be delicious. And that's what I, one of the biggest messages in my book is that.
So there is, you know, hope for someone like me.
Yeah, and it can be fun.
So I would like to connect with the listeners now on what I call the Higher Self Network, HSN. And just energetically shift some energy around this. I've been picking up a few weaknesses here and there as we've been talking. And, you know, one of those is that people put a lot of emphasis on, you know, what they put into your body. You also want to emphasize what you eliminate from your body. So we want to make sure that, you know, the large intestine, the elimination system is working 100% infinite potential, that, you know, the ascending, descending, and transverse colons is all working in sync with each other. The ileocecal valve, the valve of Houston, just strengthening that for everyone. That that elimination system is working, so that if you are not eating necessarily, you're eating foods that have a lot of processed ingredients or dyes or chemicals or that, we can intuitively get in touch with that and delete those toxins out of the system, and just strengthening that for everybody, that it would be an automatic thing to break down to get 100% benefit from any food you put in your body, and then be able to break down any toxins, anything that isn't working for you, send those out to the black hole, send that to wherever it needs to go, you know, strengthening the lymphatic system. I'm just, you know, doing that. Also, when it comes up about the animals on the planet, we are stewards of those animals. A lot of, you know, I've been really picking up a lot of energy from the animals lately. You know, we are, you know, a lot of people have the impression that the animals were placed on this earth to serve us. And in actual fact, we also were placed on this earth to serve them. And so, and not necessarily on our food plates. So we maybe get a little bit confused there for a bit. So we just strengthen everybody to that, you know, if just really becoming aware of, you know, what you're putting into your body, and aware of any weaknesses around that. With if you're raising animals in conditions that are not natural for them, then there is like an energetic backwash, is what I'm calling it, that comes in, and all of the collective influence behind that. You know, you right now we do have choice. If you are eating meat, if you are eating eggs, if you are eating, you know, products like that come from animals. You can, you know, educate yourself as to the, you know, like the, when you buy eggs, they have free run eggs, and they have eggs that say they're free run, and they also are allowed, the hens are allowed to be outside. Those eggs actually taste, they're a little bit darker. They taste really, really good though. And you know, I'm finding for myself. So we just strengthen that, you know, that everybody listening in right now, you know, letting go of the fear around it, letting go of the fear of, you know, what's coming up right now is what's happening in the world, because there's a lot happening in the world right now. You know, we're talking a lot right now about, you know, people fighting. And, you know, the way we were, if we're stewards of the animals on this planet and we're not doing a great job of that, it's kind of a reflection of, you know, how we're running the world, actually. You know, so we just want to allow, you know, get everybody into a place where energetically we let go of fear, and we strengthen the relationships between us and the animals on the planet and all of the people on the planet. And, you know, so that, and all of the plants, you know, Mother Earth is self-sustaining, and we are a reflection of her bounty. And so we can also be self-sustaining, and we can, you know, energetically tune into our food and strengthen that. We make choices that are strong for all of us and strong for the future generations coming up. So, Nancy, or do you have any last thoughts that you would like to share?
Well, I do. I think if you do eat dairy or eggs or anything like that, you know, buy them from a farmer who raises their animals in a humane and healthy way, and try to buy ones that are unpasteurized so that they have the probiotics in it that are so good for you. And goat milk and goat cheeses are actually easier for the body to digest than cow's variety. And then the alternative milks and the coconut milks and yogurts are also really good too. So, you know, there are some other choices out there.
Yeah, thank you. Because, you know, what I pick up from, you know, if you're eating food that, you know, where the animal has been abused, that, you know, or fed products that they don't naturally eat, it does have on a non-physical level, it has an energetic, there's a lot of energetic weaknesses around that. And so, you know, strengthening that, you know, as I said before, that, you know, all of us here on this planet, that we, start to look after each other and, you know, and I mean in all ways, so that, you know, we treat each other with respect, and we just strengthen those relationships for all of us here. Thank you so much, Nancy, for being on The Truth is Funny. I really appreciate you coming on. It was fun to share information with you. People,
thank
if you,
you
want to connect with me, you can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com. I have actually a free MP3 that you can receive if you sign up for our newsletter about how remote healing is possible. And I was just in an interview with Sue Fellows yesterday, or 2 days ago, actually, that still is up. You can check my website out for that if you want to listen to that interview. And I also have an interview coming up on Blog Talk Radio, The Intuitive Mind, with my colleague Mark Kettenbach. And that will be on March 8th at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. And we also, I just wanted to share with people that if you want to connect with me and have private sessions, I am available. I'm sitting still right now writing my book, getting there. It's about 2/3 done now. Thank you all so much for listening in. Thank you, Nancy, for being here. And we will reconnect again on next Wednesday. And thank you so much for all the listeners that are listening in, and those of you who called or emailed in. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Thank you.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.